Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The next 1-2 to Caratini. Got him looking. 9 strikeouts for Dustin May.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
In about an hour, the Cardinals are going to officially introduce Dustin May to its fan base because he has officially signed a contract to be a starting pitcher for this club. It's the Chris and Amy Show. Mike Elam is in for Amy today, and we welcome in Matt Pauley, who is the host of Sports Open Line, Rush Hour Sports, and Cardinals pre- and post-game, and countdown to opening day, which will start tonight at 6 o'clock. What's going on, Matt?
It will actually air tomorrow night on KMOX because of Thursday night football tonight. So the rest of the radio network will hear it, but on KMOX, we'll hear it on Friday.
Oh, we got the Thursday night game tonight, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
I love the fact that you've got the Christmas tree in the background. You look like the Pauley family is all set up and ready for Christmas.
We are. We're getting there. We have multiple each of our daughters have trees in their room. We have a tree in the front room so people who drive by the house can see it. And then we have our main tree in the living room. And I've got my little tree in my office here that's baseball themed. So, yeah,
Christmas tree sales guy stopped by your house and just hit the jackpot.
We are ready for Christmas as much as you can be at this point.
Well, it's a week from today, in case you didn't realize it, which is wild.
My oldest daughter,
which infuriates me, by the way.
My oldest daughter every day has to ask the Alexa how many days till Christmas. And then we also have a Grinch Advent type calendar where every day she puts a Grinch ornament on a felt tree. So yes, we are well aware of how many days until Christmas in the Pauley household. So,
well, it has been one day since the Cardinals officially announced Dustin May as their signing, and it is 1 hour before they introduce him. So I mean, I know everybody's going to ask the question: is he your number one starter? Does he start opening day? It's pretty early to project that stuff, but how does he fit in?
He's a top two starter in the rotation. You know, I could see a scenario where Matthew Liberatore is the opening day starter just because he's the guy who basically had the best season of the returning starters, so just kind of a nod to him and the season that he had last year. But if we're being, just kind of honest about this, Dustin May walks in, even as a relatively young guy, he's 28, he was one of the youngest starting pitchers available in free agency this year. Even at 28, even with the injury issues that he has dealt with, he has more of a track record and he has more experience than any starting pitcher that the Cardinals have. So he comes in and automatically moves towards that top of the rotation, and the question is going to be, can he get back to the form that he once had when he was coming up and was considered one of the top prospects in all of baseball?
So here he is in the rotation. We don't know if we'll start opening day or not, as you mentioned. But the rotation as a whole is all of the guys are on the right side of 30, which I guess is, there's something encouraging about that because there is potential for a lot of growth. In fact, he will be, by months, he'll be the second oldest, just over 28 years old.
Wow.
So you do have a fairly young rotation here going into the season, Matt, unless things change, and a lot could happen between now and February.
Yeah, they could add another starter. That wouldn't shock me if they do that. But at the same time, I want there to be room for a Quinn Matthews to be able to legitimately compete for a rotation spot in spring. I want Kyle Leahy to legitimately be able to win a spot in spring. So I'm not like 100% adverse to the idea of bringing in another starter. I just want it to be a scenario where these guys, these young guys who you're excited about what it might be for them, have that opportunity. Now, we will never, probably never, experience what we experienced last year in terms of health of a starting rotation. That just
is remarkable.
Not losing a single guy to injury for 162 games, that does not happen. And it's even less likely to happen moving forward because we know that high velocity can help lead to injuries, and the Cardinals are going to have more high velocity moving forward under Heim Bloom because they need more swing and miss.
Matt, how do you feel about the season going into things right now? Obviously, there's a lot of questions that have to be answered, but how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, for the season, it's low expectations, and that doesn't mean that they can't kind of do what the Cincinnati Reds did this past year and just stick around for a while, then maybe a door opens up and you walk through it. Like, I don't think it's a 100% possibility that they are not going to like sneak into the playoffs this year, but that is not a likely scenario, and that's not what this season is about. The season, really, this offseason is about infusing the organization with as much talent as they possibly can because they want to win at a high level. They no longer want to be the team that they've been over the last few years, where bluntly the goal was just to sneak into the playoffs. They want to be a team that can be in the playoffs and look at that roster and say, this roster stands up and can go on a deep playoff run. We're years away from that being the case, and I think that's going to be the single goal for Heim Bloom and company, that they try to get the team to that point, and whatever happens to happen in that process of getting there, it happens. And it might be a sub 500 season. It might be a team that goes a little bit above 500. It could be just a disaster from a win-loss record. I don't think it's going to be that. I would probably say that how it looked last year is probably going to be pretty similar to how it looks this upcoming season from a win-loss standpoint.
If everything goes according to plan, which it probably won't, because nothing ever works out that way.
I started to say it never happens according to plan.
And I don't mean to, I'm purposely not saying if everything goes perfectly, because that's different than, you know, there's a reasonable expectation that not everything's going to work out the way you want it to, but, you know, you're still moving in the right direction, right? So let's say it goes like that. It goes reasonably well. How quickly do you think we could really expect them to be not just competitive, but maybe they actually do win the division?
Yeah, I feel like that's a 2028 conversation, to be perfectly. I think the best case scenario is, like, if everything goes great, everything goes as well as it can possibly go, the best case scenario for me is they're a team that kind of sneaks into the postseason this upcoming year. The next season after that, the expectations raise a little bit more, 2027, and then it's 2028 that you kind of pour gas on this thing. I think that's kind of the most aggressive timeline in analyzing this thing. But you know what? From a starting pitching standpoint, you don't have to squint that hard to actually see a version of this rotation being more being better than last year's rotation, because you don't have a Sonny Gray, and I'm not trying to run away from that fact at all. You do not have a Sonny Gray on this staff, but you also don't have a Miles Michaelis and an Eric Fetty, and both those guys really, really struggled. So I can see a scenario where if a Quinn Matthews has a nice spring and comes out and has a good start to his career, if a Liam Doyle shows up midway through the season, if Dustin May starts to get back to who he used to be when he was coming up. Like, these are big ifs. There's no guarantees about any of these things that I'm saying. But if these ifs come to fruition, I don't think it's a stretch to say that this rotation can match what the rotation did last year.
And honestly, I think, I've been saying this lately, I don't know, things could change in the next 11 months, but my feeling is we're not going to miss much of 2027, if at all. And maybe
I don't
they
think
do.
So.
I know everybody's talking about a lockout, and it's likely there is one, which it's going to happen in December. But yeah. I bet you they get something figured out very quickly, and at worst, maybe they move the season back a week.
Yeah, we're very like-minded on this, Ronge. I think there's going to be very little talking. The owners are going to lock out the players on December 1st. There'll be another period of a little bit of talking, and they'll stop talking. And then all of a sudden, we're going to inch up on the pitchers and catchers report date, and that's when talks are going to accelerate, and they're going to get a deal done maybe a week or so after, maybe 2 weeks after when report would have happened. And like you said, worst case scenario, they take the first week of the season, they tack it on to the final week of the season, and you still play 162.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sounds a lot like Congress. We're not going to do anything until we get down to a hard deadline. And then all of a sudden, hey, look at this. All of a sudden, we were able to make something happen.
Yeah.
Matt, Blues got a win last night, so that's good. Joel Hofer with the shutout.
Yeah. Anytime they can get a win, you enjoy it because there's not enough of them coming. And I'm still in this, like, in-between area with them because I watch them and I see that they are not very good, and then I bring up the standings page on your favorite sports website and I go, hey, look, the St. Louis Blues are only 4 points out of a playoff spot, which you can make that up in 2 weeks. So, I don't expect that to happen, but if the Blues decide that they're just going to all of a sudden remember how to play really good hockey, it's not going to take that much work for them to all of a sudden be back in playoff position.
Do you think it's possible? I mean, do you think that these guys could put it together?
I don't think it's likely, but I think it's possible. We had expectations for this club going into the season based off who was on the roster. Those guys are still on the roster. Now, some of them are injured, and that's a problem, but those guys are still on the roster. So if they can find a way to play up to the talent level on the team, then, yeah, they can go on a run.
It's one of those kind of things where I feel like St. Louis sports fans, who are really good fans, are just waiting for something to get behind. Give me some.
How about, I got one for you, Mike.
Okay.
How about Billiken's basketball?
Oh, okay. How about that?
Well, what were you going to say?
I thought you were going to say Illinois State football.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, we're all going to be birding up this weekend, are we not? We're going to bird up on Saturday night. We're going to be bearing down and birding up. We're doing all of those things.
I'm going to be watching the Razorbacks and Houston play college basketball because as a Razorback football fan, I turned the page on college football about 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. We were the second in the country to fire our coach, so we were ahead of the curve on that one.
We are talking about FCS football here, Mike, and we're talking about the Chicago Bears who are playing the Packers. This is such a big football Saturday night coming up.
I have turned my page so bad from the PTSD that I got from being a Razorback fan for the past 5 years that I have gone to college basketball, and I am in the Coach Cal camp. So.
Well. We're not there
yet. Ronge, what's your over-under on number of Kool-Aids you're going to drink this weekend?
Well, what do you mean this way? I've been drinking it since Sunday night.
Fair.
Look, man.
I could tell.
I don't even know what to do with myself Saturday night because they play at about the same time. Illinois State in the FCS playoffs. They're in the semifinals. They play Villanova at 6:30.
Okay.
And the beloved will play the Packers at 7:20. So there's going to be a dual TV situation going on here.
Yeah, and it's a little bit dicey if you try to go out because there's no guarantee that an establishment is going to be showing that Illinois State game.
I've thought of that. I have already talked to my, we're going to my friend's bar, and I have made it a point to tell him that we will have one TV on the Illinois State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.